Life Audio.
Hey, 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 everybody. Settling is a big no-no. Yeah, you heard me. Settling. Several years ago, my mom went in on me one day in front of my friends, clients, and workmates. It was not pretty. Welcome back to my podcast. I'm Billy Yancey. Please hit the subscribe button on your way out. So back to the story. I settled big time and I didn't even know it. Don't worry. My mom woke me right up. This story takes place several years ago, 1994, 1995-ish. I was at a gym called Flex Gym. I worked out of Flex Gym. Oh, it's a personal training. I had my cards. I had my t-shirts. I thought I was hot stuff. The deal was, though, I didn't have a lot of clients. My parents came down. I'm still trying to figure out whether they came down for a mini vacation or was my mom coming down to have a one-on-one conversation. Yeah, I think she came down specifically to jump me. And you know what? She did. So going back to that day, I'm sitting in Big Al's chair at Flex Gym. Big Al was one of the owners at the gym. And this chair sat right next to the front door. So I'm greeting people, having a good time. And people are leaving, people coming in the gym. And my mom, Pastor Gene, my buddy David calls him Pastor Gene. He loves this story. So Pastor Gene comes in and... that's when the fun stopped. Yeah. Billy Land. Fun time was over. I tried to get up. I went to get up. And she says, don't get up. So I knew as soon as she said that, the way she said it, I knew. Whew. I was in trouble. Yeah. So she found out what the problem was. This. I didn't have enough clients. I needed extra money. I was moonlighting. But the type of moonlighting I was doing, it was not up to par. She was not happy about that. One of my clients owns a horse farm, and he needed his stalls cleaned. And I said, I'm your guy. So I started getting up at 4 a.m., going over to the farm. He met me there one morning, showed me how to clean stalls with a horse, with a 2,000-pound horse in the stall and without, which is a lot easier, I might add. So, yeah, that's what I was doing. Early in the morning, go clean stalls. Then I'd go to Flex Gym. I'd train my clients. And that was it. But I needed money. So, yeah, back to my mom. My mom, she says, don't get up. Oh, my gosh. I will never forget that day as long as I live. Now, mind you, I was the only person who could hear what my mother was saying. It was really, really quiet, but it was like really, really eerie because she was scaring the heck out of me. She articulated each word deeply, succinctly, and intentionally. And I heard each word deeply, succinctly, and intentionally. And it was nerve-wracking. And all the while, people were walking in and out of the gym. Some of my buddies were hanging out, making faces. You know, if I looked away, my mom would go, and I'd right back to her. I'd try to get a word in. She'd go, ah! And yeah, it was really, 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 really unsettling. I can't even express to you how intimidating my mom can be. At that moment, I wished I was still in the stall with a 2,000-pound horse because I did not want to be there in that moment with my mom. It was not going well. Yeah, it's just, I couldn't move. I was cornered. And she was, you know what? She had every right to be frustrated. And yeah, here's a smidgen of what she shared, what she said to me. She said, I didn't work 2 to 3 jobs scraping to put food on the table, clothes on your back, and pay tuition to Landon. Now, Landon was all boy, is an all-boy private school that I went to from 5th to 12th grade. Tuition was just exorbitant. It was way over our price point. And we had financial aid, right? So we had financial aid, and my mom was working 2 to 3 jobs just to put me through school. So she goes on to say, and to the United States Naval Academy, and graduate and become an officer in the United States Navy to have you shoveling horse manure. Yeah, this went on for 10 minutes. It felt like 10 hours. Really, it was awful. Awful. Listen, if you are settling in your relationship, your job, goals, stop. Reroute. Our scripture for the day is the book of James, chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. I ask you again, are you settling? Have you settled? I did. I settled. I settled for less than, when God, in fact, had much more in store for me in my present and future. And that's the same for you. Have you settled? Are you settling? You know whether you are or not, right? It is time to right the ship. Get back on track and do God's will. Be your best version of yourself. Be the best version of yourself in God's image. Stop selling, people. Stop selling. Thank you for joining me today. Next week, please join me again. Our topic of discussion is faith. Be sure to hit the subscribe button on your way out. God bless.
Allow me to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much, much more.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.